Moving on to how some modern students make their points. These days, poetry can get pretty raucous in a slam event. The pace is fast, the words are often improvised, and the competition is intense. It's not the verse we learned in school. Slam poetry is creating a whole new world for itself, one that high schoolers around Hawaii have grown up doing. It's a very competitive team event, reaching its annual peak in the Pacific Tongues Interscholastic Teen Grand Slam Competition this Saturday. Jason Mateo is one of the event's organizers. He's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning. How's it going out there?
All right.
Aloha.
Give me a kind of a, if you would, Jason, kind of a working definition of slam poetry.
So slam poetry is a poetic competition where poets get an opportunity to perform an original poem. They get 3 minutes to get on the microphone, perform their piece. They get judged by 5 judges. Those judges judge them in an Olympic style, so they can give them a 7.5, a 9.1. The highest they can get is a 10. The lowest score, the highest score is dropped, so the so a poet can score the highest of a 30. And then they go through a certain amount of rounds, and at the end of the night, a cumulative point coins who is the champion.
I'm trying to picture how a poet could score an 8.6, you know? I mean, what are the criteria that you would apply?
Well, each judge is pretty different. But the criteria is based on content, presentation, performance, and even audience interaction. But at the end of the day, each judge is whatever they feel viscerally is what they're going to give the score to.
Are these are written pieces? They're not. Is there improvisation involved in this?
I think there's a level of improvisation. But for us, at Pacific Tongues, we hold a Wednesday workshop. Every Wednesday over at the Arts and Marks Garage. And what you see at a poetry slam is more of the final product. And even though the final product is an incredible experience to witness, for the young people who go through the process of creating that piece is really what we value the most. I think the process of what they want to say, how they're going to say it, the editing, how the piece comes about, process of creating that piece is probably the most valuable part that we at Pacific Tongues really harness.
The way, the way language is used, you think of poetry as being very, very considered language, you know, pieces that have been written, rewritten, every word weighed. Does that also apply to the works you're talking about here?
You know, our two main rules over at Pacific Tongues is that there's no wrong answers and the standard is yourself. And so we provide a safe space for young folks to be able to use their vernacular, the language that they know and the language that they're used to. And I think for us, this is a good way to engage our generation in literacy. And even though we're at a basic point of let's use your vernacular, I think that opens up the gates for kids who really take this opportunity or take this art form seriously. It opens up the gates to a huge world of literacy from reading, writing, performing, listening, and teaching.
When you go beyond the vernacular, Jason, language gives you added tools that maybe your vernacular didn't. Do you agree with that?
What do you mean? Gives you added tools?
In the sense that a vernacular can't express all ideas, especially the more complex and subtle ideas, need nuances of language beyond slang, it seems to me. Do you agree?
I think that the opportunity to express yourself is a very, and I'm gonna use the word lightly, but it's a very magical moment. I think that in a time where young people or even just people in general feel silenced, and they are given a space where they can express themselves, and not only just express themselves, but given a community that will listen, that will support, that will be part of that conversation. And I think that's the larger thing, is that they're part of a conversation.
Mm-hmm. What are the subjects that come up again and again? Do you have some recurring subject matter that you hear?
I think every generation has been different. This past this past Saturday, we had a presentation of as part of TEDx Honolulu, and the young people who presented at that really wanted to communicate the responsibility to Hawaii, and I think that's been that's been a really interesting conversation, not just for the young people who are Hawaiians, but the young people who are living in Hawaii, who are Pacific Islanders, and their relationship to Hawaii and their responsibility and their accountability, their kuleana to the land.
So you're seeing a lot of that consciousness of the need to reconnect, yeah?
I think that there's a prevalent amount of young people who are asking themselves those kinds of questions. I think that there's also I think that also picks up on the categories of identity, finding themselves, not necessarily just their relationship to Hawaii, but also their relationship to themselves and their families and their ancestors.
Are these what age group are you dealing with? Say up to what, 20 years old?
You know, we mainly deal with our program is targeted towards teenagers, mainly 13 to 19. However, we've had teenagers who have now, quote unquote, graduated from the organization who are now interested in being leaders. Mm-hmm. And so our young people are, I guess now that we're reaching further more from like 25, our young people are continuing to engage with our program.
This is a living tradition that's going to be around, isn't it, Jason?
I'd say one more time, this is a living...
The living tradition, it seems as if it's really here to stay.
Yeah, you know, it's been here. I think that the oral tradition and spoken word is a continuum of that. I think that it hasn't disappeared, it just has... It has now found a venue and it has found a forum.
Seems that way, Jason. Jason, thanks very much for talking with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Jason Mateo is one of the organizers of the Pacific Tongues Interscholastic Teen Grand Slam competition, now in its seventh year. That'll be Saturday night at Honolulu's Doris Duke Theater, and details are at hpr2.org.